Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
How concerned are you about that deer you saw coming into work today?
Still very concerned.
Are you?
Yes, because I see this deer and like they're majestic, whatever. I can see that it's running, but I see it's very close to like a steep
drop off, really.
Yeah. I mean, it was a bit of landscaping. Like somebody had kind of landscaped the hill a little bit.
It's like a retaining wall.
Yes. If the deer gets too close to the edge, deer falls off. Deer's going to get hurt.
You don't think the deer knows that's in its environment? Like it's aware of the wall? Like in the deer kingdom, they're like, don't forget about the wall.
The deer was running through a rebar place. I don't think the deer knew where it was going.
So it was leaving the cement company.
Yeah.
Headed towards the wall?
No.
Whole time I thought it was on the wall.
No, he's up. He's above. He's more on the rebar side than the cement side.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah. He was definitely in rebar land. But if he got to the edge and fell into cement land, he'd be a very hurt deer.
I think deer are more nimble than we give them credit. They can jump fences, right?
But can they fall?
Why not?
Their legs are like little spindles.
They are like little sticks.
It's a heavy deer and then a stick leg. I don't know how it works, man. I guess mine are fine. So,
your legs?
My legs hold
Well, now
me
I'm
up.
Wondering, like, how much impact, right? Like the deer knee. How much cushion does a deer, and it has four of them.
Can a deer knee take that kind of impact?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I don't know anything about deer knees.
Well, I mean, think of, in the deer family, gazelles. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah.
They do a lot of running, a lot of jumping in
sure.
mountainous terrain.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I saw Lion King. Goats.
Yeah, goats can do that.
They can.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little closer to the ground, though.
True.
Not as spindly legs.
Yeah. I was so worried about that deer, but there was like, there's a car come the other way. You can't just stop traffic and get out and go make sure the deer's okay.
What was the first thing you said when you walked in the building? And the first thing I said was, let's say we go back to the scene of the crime. What do you expect us to do?
Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing to be done. And you know what? You're right. The deer is probably fine. He probably was aware of space and time. And it looked like he was so close to the edge. Like he was running on the cinder block. And I was like, that's dangerous.
Now
get
you've
away
got
from
me
there.
Wondering if I could actually lift a full body deer to take it to the deer ER. What?
There's only one way to find out. Let's do this.
I think producer Ben probably weighs about the same as the deer.
Yeah.
Think I could lift him?
I think you could lift him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like exiting like from
You've
a fire.
You've been doing all of those sandbag workouts.
I do a
workouts.
Lot of sandbag workouts. Yeah,
yeah. I think, yeah, you could do like two sandbags is probably like one
If
Ben.
You could put two handles on Ben, I got grip. Then yeah. I know how to lift him.
Yeah.
I got to pull my elbows.
But he doesn't have handles.
No, you need to add handles before I can lift Ben.
I'm willing to add handles if that makes the effort easier.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it's just, I got to pick him up dead from the ground.
I don't have that kind of leverage. I can't do that.
Because your job is to call 911 and get the car going.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be good at that. Because I think I'll be too upset.
To call?
You know? Yeah, yeah. But they need somebody who is calm.
They do.
And giving them information. It goes up when I get nervous, when I get scared, when I get agitated.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't think I'm the person to call.
I'm glad we did not go rescue that deer. This would have ended worse for the deer.
Also, who do you call, right? The emergency vet?
I guess you call your local police authorities, and then they would contact your animal care and control because it's a division of the police office.
True. They would have to swing into action.
They would have to swing in action. However, we have an ambulance company just down the road.
That would be so much quicker.
I would start there.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe we should have Ben go check it out.
You want to send Ben
out? Just for peace of mind.
See if there's a deer sprawled
yes.
somewhere. It's not that far away.
Operation Deer Check.
Operation Deer Check.
I'm sure that it's fine.
Wave at him.
But if it's not.
See if he'll do it.
We would be the first responders on the scene.
Yes. Ugh. Except now we can't leave for 4 hours. But otherwise we would be
the worst first responders ever.
I think we're the last responders.
In 4 hours, we will administer help. But right now, we've got to help ourselves.
That's right. Morning Scramble, last responders.
Yeah.
Dial 1029. When you don't need any help in a hurry.
Swing it into action.
Eventually.
Yeah. Please give us time. And this is so weird. I have noticed that this trend is trending, I guess, on social. It's not just one site or the other, but the hashtag bring back 2016.
Okay.
The year 2016. There's a nostalgia.
What was so great about 2016?
Simple times, a yearning for old. I don't know, but like even old music is trending right now. It's just like, I think you look back and you want a simpler time. Usually we look back and like fashion or something is influenced by an older generation, but you'll look back to like a 60s influence or seven, you know, like a way old era. Right. 10 years ago doesn't seem like
like I would be that fond of that. Right? I'm not missing it yet.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, in our, I don't know how you do it, but you think of your life in milestone. The year I got married, year I got my first job, mm-hmm. bought our first house. 2016, I don't, right? If you put me on the spot, I don't quite remember I knew I was in Cedar Rapids, been here, but I don't remember what my job was.
I'm trying to think
2016,
of
2016, I don't remember.
Significant. I'm sure there was
what
something.
I was doing professionally in 2016.
From the year, but it's just like nostalgia. It's like back to a simpler time. Bring back a simpler time, like some fun social media challenges. We were doing the mannequin challenge. Remember Chewbacca Mom? She put on the mask.
I remember that. Yeah. Okay, that was 2016?
That was 2016.
When was Charlie bit my finger? About that same time?
No, that was older.
Was that earlier?
That was when the internet was new.
Oh, when did that monkey smell his finger? Same time? That's what I'm remembering.
The hamster was dancing. And
what was that?
Cat was playing keyboard. Ah, simple time.
Oh, the good old days.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh, see, you know what? You were saying that just last week in The Buzz, you had a story about how flu was on the rise.
Yeah.
Big story about 10 times more cases.
Tenfold case increase in Des Moines. The current vaccine is helpful, but they didn't quite get the formula right.
Right.
And something, I think the flu also, right? It's a virus. It mutates and it's mutated and it's bad.
I know.
Knocks people out.
I keep hearing this, like, you know, in other circles that, like, oh, this person got sick and they were down for the count. It's not just like a little bit of flu. It's like this flu will linger and it'll be with you for at least a week and you are not going to feel like yourself for a full month. Like, just people are down for the count. And I think it was my conversation with my sister that really scared me straight, because she was telling me over Christmas, we had spent our Christmas like the weekend before together, and then like actually on Christmas Eve, her oldest got sick and he was the only one in the family that didn't have a flu shot, but everybody else who did get their flu shots was fine. Nobody else got sick over Christmas. So I was like, okay, it helped my sister Maggie. Nick and I are going and we're going to get our flu shots.
Everybody! Today?
No, we went this past weekend.
Oh, you went?
Yeah, there was like, you know what? We have about an hour before we have to be somewhere. Let's go real quick and just do it.
Did you do it after I saw you?
Before.
Okay, because I will tell you, you guys look great.
Thank you. Well, you think it was the shot?
Yes. No, I want to bring up two things. One, it's never too late to get a flu shot.
It's not. And that's what the pharmacist was telling
us. And 1A, could you please lean on my wife? Heavy.
Yes.
Because she's getting, I am nagging at this point and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And B, you do not get the flu from the flu shot.
I was just going to say, this is the best I feel like I have ever taken a flu shot. Usually I'm like, oh man, it does kind of ache in your arm
a little
after
bit.
A while, and I'm fine with that. But seriously, I had zero pain
nice.
From this flu shot. I don't know if like she just did a really good job or what, but it was real. I'm fine. I don't
think
have
it had
any
some collagen
achiness.
In it. Yeah, you're glowing.
It's probably all the collagen that was also in the flu shot, and it makes you look younger. So if that helps.
It's a restorative flu shot.
Well, she was also saying that there's also a second run of flu that's going to happen probably in March.
They already know there's another wave
She's
coming.
Like, it always happens. Yeah,
that's
true. We have the early winter wave of flu and then the late wave of flu. She's like, either way,
the holidays perpetuate it.
Yep.
And then spring break perpetuates it.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Just do it. It's got collagen in it. It'll make you be younger.
Did you get a Fuel Saver?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's rule option number three or reason
Woo!
Number three.
There it is.
Okay. We didn't get to vision boards this year.
No.
Which I guess it's on me that I do my own, but
well,
that's
we can
okay.
do it still. It's just
yeah. Also, I did not accomplish a lot on last year's vision board.
I know. I was looking back at my vision board. I'm like, what
it's
was that
up.
Even supposed to be?
I've really been focused more on word of the year. We tried that 4 or 5 years ago, really enjoyed that. But I'm having trouble narrowing that down. So here's my temporary permanent solution.
Okay.
Word of the month.
Word of the month?
Word of the month.
It changes monthly?
I'm going to try to focus, because I'm not a resolution guy. I'm a habit guy.
Uh-huh.
Right? If you could adjust habit and get it into your routine, that is, then that will make the change.
But it's like little changes, right?
Yes. So the word for January for me specifically is habit. And I'm going to start in the world of hygiene and self-care.
Aren't you already doing a 17-step mouthwash?
Yes, I'm building on that.
You're doing more?
Not for my mouth, for my face.
What else? What else is to be done?
In the last year to 6 months, Shannon's like, you need to start using a face wash, right? Take care of your skin a little bit better. Yeah. I'm like, whatevs. I take a shower. That's face wash.
I wash it in the shower.
I wash it in there with the other stuff. My shampoo is my face wash.
No.
It was drastically reinforced on the cruise because I had a beard trim and a haircut, and they do a little bit of a facial, and she's like, you need to do some stuff with your skin.
On the boat?
On the boat. So I bought a little kit. I bought a little system.
On a boat?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What? It's a spa. It's just on a boat.
Yeah.
It's a floating spa.
I don't think I would ever get a haircut on a boat.
I got a shave on a boat, man.
I would never do that. The boat is rocking.
We were good.
They got a blade next. Nope.
It's a trust issue. So now I have a face wash. I've never used a face wash before.
Yeah.
So when I'm doing my multi-step tooth routine, it gives me ample time to also wash my face because I'm swishing mouthwash for like a minute. So what?
So you're doing two things at once.
Yeah.
You've got one mouth rinse in and you're like lathering your face.
Mm-hmm.
I would think it would be harder to do the face thing because
of the
face wash.
Well, the good news is I don't have a lot of surface area I have to worry about. It's
cheeks and forehead.
Cheeks, forehead, and the neck area, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Face wash twice a day and then a cream in the morning. So what?
it's fine.
I want support on this.
I support you.
No, you don't. You don't at all.
What are you going to do when you lose all your boat cream?
Oh, I'll have to find another boat. Find another floating
boat
spot.
Wax.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Parents and educators will be watching tonight's Cedar Rapids School Board meeting with added interest as multiple options to consolidate schools and redraw boundaries will be presented. Consolidate schools is a very polite way of saying closing schools.
Mm-hmm.
The proposed options were posted to the school district website on Friday. You can provide feedback in person tonight or through the website now. The board is scheduled to vote on facility changes coming up on January the 26th. The Iowa 2026 Iowa legislative session starts in under 4 hours. Property taxes and property rights top the agenda for Republicans. They hold 100 out of the 150 seats in the House and Senate. After several years of stalemate, the legislature trying to quickly figure out that Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. You've got some people like, this is good for the state, right? It's money. There's other property rights fighters. So they're working on that right out of the gate. Democrats want to make sure that they are focused on affordability issues. What's got us feeling all right this morning? Lace up the skates. Let's go skating.
Ooh.
January is National Ice Skating Month, and I'm on ice. Cedar Rapids celebrating with free public skate sessions, not lessons, but sessions, this Saturday, January the 17th.
Oh, really?
Yes. There's always added buzz when you go into Olympic years as well.
Yes.
People start getting interested in skating.
Well, you see the athletes do it. The figure skating looks just so beautiful effortless, but it takes a lot of work.
Graceful. There's balance, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you're using your core, I'm guessing, a lot. And also, how do you stop? You're frictionless, right?
I've never figured that out.
That's the wall is the answer.
That is how I do it.
Gravity or the wall. So two free public skate sessions on Saturday. You can drop in between noon and 2. Or they'll probably Zamboni it, clean it up, and then go again 2:30 to 4:30. It's free 100%, all taking place. I'm on ice in Cedar Rapids, just off of Rockford Road Southwest. Coming up on Saturday, that's got us feeling all right.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
What a big win for the Hawkeye women just the other day against Indiana. It was a huge comeback, but taking down the Hoosiers 56-53. That was the final yesterday on the road.
They are so much fun to watch. And when you can be in Carver Hawkeye Arena and experience what it's like to have a Hawkeye home game, that is the place to be.
Next four games, three are at home. Oregon comes to town this Thursday. Then it's number 14 Iowa, number 15 Michigan State this coming Sunday. Iowa then travels to Maryland. They've got all the teams we're playing are ranked, Claire.
I know, they're good.
But the one I have circled on the calendar for Hawkeye women's basketball is Sunday, January 25th. Number 19 Ohio State comes to Iowa City for Stripe the Stadium. That's the game we're going to send three winners to that game.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. And it's so simple, too. If you want the tickets, you just have to sign up. Go to KZIA.com, click the black and gold little slider there, and fill out a little bit of information.
A couple things to let you know. So we're going to pick three winners for sure. Everybody of the names that we pick, and they have to show up the day we hand out the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get tickets, pair tickets, and we've got really cool prizes, necklaces or a money clip from our friends at Hertina Stocker Jewelers, which we just inspected on Friday.
We have to check out the merchandise, and it is absolutely gorgeous. Some really cool Hawkeye-tastic jewelry. So you get the opportunity to go to the game. You get those tickets for sure. You get the Hertina Stocker Hawkeye goodies for sure. But somebody, when the winners show up to receive their prizes, is going to get a ticket upgrade as well.
Yeah, so we'll make sure one of those three winners not only gets two tickets, we'll throw in two more so you can take your family, and we will move you closer to the court as well. You're in for a treat as Iowa takes on Ohio State, but this is the last week to get signed up as we celebrate Hawkeye head coach Jan Jensen and the Iowa women's basketball team with Jan Uary. Sign up right now at KZIA.com.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
You know, it's interesting when we have a lot of things going on in the world. How is that going to be reflected when we've got a big, major Hollywood award show? Usually in the opening monologue where there's an opportunity for the host, this time it was Nikki Glaser, to make some comments on things. And she seemed to be on very good behavior, stayed pretty safe while still taking some shots at CBS, which was hosting the Golden Globes.
All of those are brilliant jokes.
Those are great jokes. She said that she was ready last week, and she came ready.
And the nice thing is you can make the joke because you know out of the number of people who are going to get up behind that microphone, someone's going to make the political comment everyone else is thinking.
True.
Let them do it.
Yes.
Right?
By and large, a lot of them were making their statements on the red carpet. Some people were spotted with little Be Good pins in honor of Renee Good. Lots of them made reference to statements I said on the red carpet. So it was kind of move on and let's keep this focused on what the night is about, which was a celebration of all things Hollywood. And a lot of her humor was kind of targeted at the people in the room, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's when he was on Growing Pains.
Pasta and
more pasta.
He was like, yep, it is. Big winners for the night. Hamnet won Best Drama, One Battle After Another, which was Leonardo DiCaprio's film, won Best Musical or Comedy, although it's one of those, it's not funny.
I guess it's satire. I actually finally got to watch The Substance over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think was nominated in that category a year ago. That's the Demi Moore.
Yeah, it's not funny.
It's not, but it's wholehearted, full-throated satire.
Okay.
Right? It's putting a mirror to... At least The Substance was Hollywood. I want to see this Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
I do too.
It's more about what happens when radical protesters get old and they still kind of fight the cause.
And there was a lot of acting awards within that movie as well. Sinners won Best Cinematic or Box Office Achievement, which is kind of like the movie that people actually saw, which is nice.
I still think they got robbed. They should have won screenwriting for Sinners.
Yeah. It's an interesting concept.
It was a brilliant concept.
In the TV category, The Pitt won Best Drama. The Studio won Best Musical.
I got to watch both of those.
I know. I keep saying I need to watch The Pitt because everybody I know absolutely loves it.
I thought it was poor man's ER. I'm like, good try.
I know.
And it keeps winning.
It keeps winning. For the first time ever, they did Best Podcast, and that went to new podcast, Amy Poehler with Good Hang.
We actually were wrapping. We're trying to get caught up on Stranger Things. So we tried to time it, and we caught the first award we saw was podcast.
Oh, yeah?
On Golden Globes,
which was fascinating. I love that they actually had a podcast category. She beat out Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, the Mel Robbins podcast, Alex Cooper's Call Her Daddy, NPR's Up First, and her ex, Will Arnett.
She's
on Smart
congratulations
List.
To everybody except, and you were waiting for her to say Arnett.
Exactly.
Except those whatever she called them at NPR.
Those phonies at NPR.
Those phonies at NPR.
They're just all about being celebrities. It was a really, it was a very cool night. I think I do want to be friends with Taylor Swift. And not because, yeah, she's uber, uber famous. She's like stupid, stupid rich and has all these connections and stuff. I think that she's just really good and very thoughtful with her friends. Case in point, a bunch of her friends were spotted after having dinner with Taylor Swift in LA this past weekend. The three Haim sisters and the guy Somber were all leaving, and they all had carefully wrapped presents, which were loaves of sourdough bread.
That's her thing.
I know. She's getting really good at bread making, and I would love it to just be gifted a loaf of homemade, really good sourdough bread. Isn't that nice? Each loaf had, you could see a personalized message on each one. She's just so thoughtful. And you know, just doesn't warm sourdough bread sound good?
Yes, it sounds excellent right now.
Oh gosh, Taylor, you know what? You can. We don't have to be friends. Just send me a loaf of bread.
We'll take it.
I will take your bread.
I want a big loaf of sourdough right now.
It sounds so good. In a recent Instagram post, Britney Spears revealed that she will never again perform in the United States. And your question was why?
Yes, why?
Because of extremely sensitive reasons. That's why.
Meaning the audience is sensitive or she's sensitive?
I don't know. It wasn't clear.
Whose reasons are these?
It was very not clear. But they are extremely sensitive. I won't go into them out of respect for Britney. She says that she just can see herself sitting on a stool, red rose in her hair, hair in a bun, performing on stage with her son in the UK and Australia very soon. He's a huge star, and I'm humbled to be in his presence. Godspeed, little man.
Who is the star?
I believe it's her 19-year-old son, Jaden James. I was not sure. I'm like, two sons, which one are we talking about? Jaden James looks to be a budding musician, so perhaps she's trying to like lend a little bit of her star power to get him launched, which would be so cool, wouldn't
it? Yes, for sure. But London or Australia?
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. She said, just be looking for those opportunities. It's going to be a bit of a trip, but I think it'd be totally worth it to see Britney on stage again.
Oh, there'd be stories to tell.
Oh, my goodness.
For sure.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
In the next 20 to 40 minutes, you're going to pop into work.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to even turn on your computer. You're going to run into a coworker and say, how was your weekend? And somebody is going to get their phone out.
Right. Because, you know, we're living for the weekend, right? We had something fun. We took out our phone at some point during the weekend and had an experience. You want to share that with people, right?
We do so in the radio world by using the Z102.9 Facebook page. And we always go first. We've got our photos up. And this has become a tradition for our household. It's got to be going on 15 years. We always try to go to Modern Salon at Bruce Moore, usually sometime in January or February.
Uh-huh.
I always have to start by describing exactly what Modern Salon is. So back when houses like Bruce Moore were built, late Gilded Age, right into the 1920s.
Yeah.
A lot of times you either went to the theater for vaudeville or such, or you had local performers, the Grant Woods of the world.
Have them come to your home.
Bring their art troupe to your house. And then you would have a party, and people would dress up, and you'd have friends over. And in the dining room, you'd have hors d'oeuvres and glasses of champagne. And then, as they do in Bruce Moore, in the main living area, there's a piano. And then they just set up in the two alcoves chairs, and you watch performances. It's SNL-esque skits. A lot of singing, some monologues. So it's a lot of laughter, beautiful singing, some poignant prose, right? There's some monologues
touching
as well.
Moments.
Exactly. So it's in the inspiration of how back in the day entertainment was done in people's homes. And it's put on through SPT Theater, which does then their own variety of shows at CSPS Hall. I'm throwing a lot of acronyms at you. If anything you take away from this, try to support as much local arts and culture as you can, specifically January, February, when they need the support.
Yes.
And you're also complaining there's nothing to do.
There's tons.
You could take in a show at Bruce Moore, or better yet, there are tours of the mansion if you've never done that before. You can look up SPT Theater or any local performing arts group from Theater Cedar Rapids to Giving Tree in Marion. But we always have a core four or six, and then it kind of depends on couples' availability. You went with me last year.
Yeah.
But we always try to get a good 8 to 10 people because we don't want this thing to go away.
Right.
Because sadly, we're usually the youngest people in the room still.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting older. And we're still the youngest people in the room. So as much as I can promote, it's a great time. It's a fun night. We went out for dinner. Everybody got dressed up. We got a bow tie in the first row of the photo here.
It's right there.
So we invite you to support arts and culture. I did that my first weekend back in Iowa was to go to Bruce Moore on Friday night. And
forget the laundry.
SPT Theater as well as Modern Salon. So that is my photo from the weekend.
I had this opportunity that just kind of fell into my lap. So I was like, I'm going to take advantage of this. My kids are getting older. So Audrey ended up having like things that she needed to do and activities to be at. So got her to where she needed to be. And my husband had a work thing that was like, oh, this is running late. I'm going to hang out here. And it was just me and my daughter, Cora. And I looked at her and I was like, I know that she's going to say yes if I propose a sushi date. This girl loves sushi. So I was like, would you like to go with me, just you and mom, on a sushi date? And she's like, yes!
How cool is it to grow up in a town? Well, where we grew up, you didn't have as many go out to eat options. It wasn't as commonplace.
Exactly.
But like, now as a mom, looking back, right, to be able to give your daughter all of these different experiences, it just creates special bonding moments, which
yes.
is cool. And as I watched on Sunday morning, we came over to your house for brunch. You do a great job of getting her to try things.
Yes.
Because you guys made a quiche, and she was anti-quiche.
She was not going to try it.
But you wore her down? Politely?
She's the one I can. I can work with Cora a little bit. She's willing to try things.
And she devoured that quiche.
She did. Yeah. She's willing to try things, but put herself out there a little bit.
Like, what's her go-to sushi?
She just likes a fresh cucumber, as long as it has cucumber in it.
Cucumber roll. I love that. It's great.
I believe she got cucumber avocado, but then she was eating my sushi, so she found out she liked a little bit of like the faux crab. I think I had a shrimp tempura.
I was going to ask tempura. So a lot of people hear sushi and think raw and get scared.
No, both are cooked.
You can work your way in and then eventually maybe get to a salmon or a tuna roll.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But yeah, tempura shrimp, good way to go. California roll, good way to go. I don't see you don't have a boat though.
Okay. We talked about a boat and I even asked our server, I was like, is there any way this could all be served together in a boat? And she said, I think you'd need to get enough for six people. And as much as I thought we could do this, I didn't think the two of us could tackle.
That's a lot of sushi.
Eating for six because the leftovers, I
sushi
don't know.
Doesn't keep.
It doesn't.
No.
It's not something I want to take home in a box. So we just did plates.
It still looks great.
It was fantastic. Yeah. I found new rolls that I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to eat these again.
She's got some sesame chicken there. She's got some noodles.
Oh, she can't go
without.
She
looks so happy.
The kids meal. You got to get the kids meal.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
I'm already distracted. There's a photo that references Girl Scout cookies.
The season has started, yes.
It has?
It's underway. It's like preseason.
Okay.
So you can make your orders now.
So it's like baseball.
Yes.
You haven't officially started. Okay.
Well, we can take the orders, but you won't get your cookies until the end of the month.
Oh, it's very early in the season.
It's quite early. We don't have cookies in hand yet, is all I'm saying.
Well, Shannon's green vest-clad little one attended some sort of cookie rally. So, Shannon, you got me now hungry for Thin Mints. Thank you very much.
Sounds good.
It sounds fantastic. Yes.
I love that we've got a couple of fancy cats. Trombone Mikey has shared his huge cat with us. Bagheera.
Bagheera, which is named after a cat from the Jungle Book, if you remember,
mm-hmm.
Richard Kipling, watching the, he has the Packers handed to the Bears. Mikey, you may have forgotten, the Bears won that game, but early on, in true fashion, yes, the Packers were indeed handing it to the Bears. We have another cat on a leash, actually. Is that Shelby's picture?
Shelby's cat enjoying a little sunshine and some decent temperatures. Which is so cute. You thought it was a dog, but I was like, no, check that tail. That's
got to
be that's a cat.
But what I love about Facebook is all about how the algorithm spreads out the photos. Within proximity to cat on a leash is hawk perched on pole, which now makes me wonder.
Just be very careful.
Is that hawk in the same vicinity as the cat on the leash?
That's where my mind went. And I was like, that is a very dangerous situation. Just everybody be careful.
While we're talking Hawks, you had Iowa men's basketball Sunday morning taking on two ranked opponents. It was the Hawkeyes and the Illini of Illinois. Illinois coming in and stealing one from the Hawks at Carver Hawkeye. A lot of fans traveling from Illinois. You know, we have a new coach, so the place isn't sold out for Hawkeye fans yet. It's easy to get opponent tickets right now.
It is.
But the product's looking better and better. We're getting there. But the Hawkeye men take a loss Michelle was at the game for a Carver cone and some basketball.
Shout out to Kate, because I love that we do this one-shot weekends talking about what we did over the weekend, because I didn't know Kate sharing a picture that she took her youngest to the Iowa Hawkeye Spirit Squad Showcase. I didn't know that they did something
like
that.
I didn't either. That was really cool to share.
Yeah, you can check out all of their routines. Very cool.
Two Nicoles. Nicole number one, her daughter lost tooth number six and does look like she was in a hockey fight. Nicole number two took a lazy weekend to put some Legos together on Saturday and got the haunted house kit all done, which
very
looks
well
lovely.
Done.
And then on my listing, actually, Michelle Nicole comes up after those two, and she was off to enjoy Prairie Meadows and Altoona this past weekend.
Yeah, a little surprise birthday trip where she got to see a band rocking out, and we just want to say happy birthday to Michelle.
Do we want to say happy birthday to her? Do we want Dolly Parton to sing it to her? Do we want the Beatles to sing it to her?
I think everybody wants Dolly Parton to wish them a happy birthday, don't they?
I do, too. This one goes out to you, Michelle.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.